There were two things you could do. You could take your ball and glove and play pass with the neighbor's kids, or you could dig a can of worms and go fishing on the trout brook. That was it. No radio, no TV. Mm-hmm. So, as a consequence, we played and threw the ball 7 days a week.
Well, there was no organization to it. We played 7 days a week. We oftentimes didn't have enough, hardly ever get enough for two full nines, but we'd be out there and play all day, and 7 days a week, every game. Basketball was nothing, football was nothing back in the early part of this century. And every kid had a ball and a glove, and they threw it 7 days a week. And all you have to do is go to the ballpark now to see what difference it made. Right after World War I, the industrial people, the industry was real good. And all the manufacturing plants that sponsored baseball clubs. I played in Millinocket 2 years, Great Northern Paper, and we used to play in Bangor, Brewer. Great Northern sponsored a club in Millinocket and another one in East Millinocket. Then there were, in Bangor, there were three. Penobscot Chemical Fiber and the Brewer Eastern. And I forget what the other one was. Then Bar Harbor sponsored a club. Open day in Cincinnati in 1926, I suppose. I'm walking out on a big league ballpark with a big league uniform. I mean, it was as big a thrill, I can't imagine any thrill any bigger. Mm. I was raised up here in the bush, I never would, only seen a couple of big league ball games. 1918, my uncle took me to Boston to see the Cubs and the Red Sox in the World Series.
Whoa.
The only two professional games I ever saw.